Dredd and Rogalski here. Time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in again Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller. Welcome to our new format, all vaccinations, all the time. Here we go.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's sort of, it used to be that all we talked about was COVID testing, and now all we talk about is vaccination. But those are the hot topics of the day. So I thought maybe I would start with a sort of a high-level view and then zoom into here on the coast. So at this point, we have had 70 million doses now, as of today, in the United States distributed, and 53 million of those, so a good two-thirds, have actually been administered. Here in California, the number of doses is now up to 80 million that have been distributed, and 72%, or 5.8 million, have been actually administered. So that's a huge improvement from what it was just a couple of weeks ago, where California was being criticized for not having administered what they had received. The goal, of course, if you read the news, and I'm sure most people do, is to have the majority of people in the United States who are adults vaccinated by mid-summer. And it looks like we're on track for that nationally. The federal government is really focusing on this. What does this mean for us out here on the coast right now? Well, I think that I can say that we are assured of getting some doses every week, and the number of doses is definitely increasing. At the same time, we still don't know exactly how many doses we're going to get until we actually receive the shipment, but it's definitely becoming more consistent, and I would say that at this point, we're probably getting out here, all told, from the various different sources, be it CVS and Walgreens, Mendocino Coast Clinics, our clinic here at Adventist Health, I would say that we're probably getting about 800-plus doses per week out here on the coast, and those are being administered at every site within a matter of just a couple of days of receipt. No one's sitting on these. They're being distributed very quickly. Some people have asked me, well, what about this new thing with Blue Shield? The state contracted with Blue Shield to organize the distribution and administration. And maybe that's going to help. But I do want to reassure people that that doesn't matter whether you have Blue Shield insurance or not. They're just being contracted as an entity to help facilitate the logistics of distributing the vaccine, but it doesn't matter. There's no preference given to whether you're a Blue Shield patient or not. So maybe we can dispel that. I think one thing that's really helping, though, is that the state has started moving away from that very, very complicated tier structure that they initially put forward, and you probably have heard me kind of be critical of that in the past, that I thought it made it way too complicated. And now we're moving towards a more straightforward system that's based on age with a consideration from your doctor if the person has certain conditions that might mean that they should be vaccinated before their age group. So the age groups are being put into five-year blocks and starting at 75 and above. I know that Lucretia Renneria over in Mendocino Coast Clinic, they're doing 75 and above. Here at Adventist Health, we've been able to move it down to 70 and above as of this week. I think that it's really important that people understand that the vaccines that we get are first given to the patients who are in those clinics, who belong to those clinics, and then we're trying to also, in addition, give them to the general public if we have any left over. But when the clinics get them, it's specifically given to us, here, these are for your patients, give them to your patients. People who do not go to one of the local clinics or one of the local physician groups are still, your best bet is to go then with the county. Now, unfortunately, that may mean going over to Willits or Ukiah, which is a challenge for some people. I think that the best way to get on a list, therefore, are the following. So if you are a patient of Mendocino Coast Clinic or of the Adventist Health Clinic, formerly known as North Coast Family Health Center, the best way is to call those clinics and listen to their phone tree. And I think that each of the two clinics have a number to push, which allows you to get information on how to get on the list if you're a patient for those clinics. If you're not a patient for one of those two clinics, then the best way is still to go to vaccinatemendo.com, vaccinatemendo.com, and that's the website that Ted Williams put together, and that's really working very well. And it sends you, it can send you a text message or an email message saying, okay, here's where these vaccines are being given. Here's the information to get on the list to sign up. And I think that that's working very well, and so I really appreciate Ted Williams. Big shout-out to him for providing the leadership. And I know that he wasn't the only one involved in that. I do know that other people were involved in helping get that website put up. I just don't know who the other names are to give them credit, but he certainly put in a bunch of the leadership. So that's my brief update, and then I'll talk more about it in the Miller Report this week. Do you have any questions?
None over here, Dred.
We're just playing the waiting game, and yep, hopefully things will get more smoothed out and more organized and more ramped up as we go in the weeks to come. It sounds like, yep, I'm optimistic about it, but obviously, yes, it's a big job.
The number of vaccine doses is definitely increasing, and so that's good. And so at this rate, if we're really getting 800 a week total out here on the coast, through all those different entities, it won't take long to get through.
All right. Well, Doctor, thank you very much for your update. We really appreciate it. Rogalski here from the coast.